This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli drone strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut on Tuesday night. Reuters' Olivia Zellini tells us more.
Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called the strike a new Israeli crime and said it was an attempt to pull Lebanon into war. His office said he asked Lebanon's foreign minister to file a complaint to the United Nations Security Council. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General called the strike extremely worrying.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Hezbollah has been exchanging near-daily fire with Israel across Lebanon's southern frontier since Hamas's attack in October.
Israel, Ukraine's two largest, Israel says it will defend itself against genocide accusations at the World Court filed by South Africa.
South Africa launched the case at the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands. The African nation says the magnitude of death, destruction, and humanitarian crisis in Gaza from the Israeli military campaign against Hamas meets the threshold of genocide under international law. Alon Levy, an official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office, said,
"The State of Israel will appear before the International Court of Justice at The Hague to dispel South Africa's absurd blood libel."
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the war, despite growing international pressure to scale back the offensive to protect Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack early Tuesday from Russian missiles that killed five people and injured as many as 130 people, according to officials. As the war approached its two-year mark, and the Kremlin stepped up its winter bombardment of areas. This is VOA News. The U.S. national debt has now hit a record $34 trillion.
The passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on Tuesday and burst into flames, with five people on the smaller plane killed. Tim Atkinson, pilot and aviation consultant, says aircraft are not built to withstand a collision on the runway.
It'll be very important for investigators to work out the relative disposition of the two aircraft, the angle that the one on the ground was at as it was presented to the A350 on the approach.
All 379 people on the commercial Japan Airlines flight escaped safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan left at least 62 people dead, and as rescue workers fought to save those feared trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. And again, the U.S. national debt has hit a record $34 trillion. We'll get more details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Donald Trump has appealed a Maine ruling keeping him off the state's presidential ballot. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani is reporting.
Maine's top elections official barred the ex-president last week over his role in the Capitol riot. Democrat Shenna Bellows became the first Secretary of State in history to cite the rarely used constitutional clause barring those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's appeal sends the case to Maine's Superior Court. He's also expected to appeal a similar ruling from Colorado's highest court directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has never ruled on the insurrection clause. It was put in place after the Civil War to keep Confederates from returning to their former government positions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.